Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
9:45, now quarter till 10. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Paul Violas, National Law Enforcement Security Analyst, CEO of Violas Group International. I thought that I was looking at something dated when I flipped on a TV yesterday and saw that there had been another assassination. First of all, Paul Violas, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Always great to join you.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time with us. So I see people parsing words on the internet. I don't know if it matters or not about assassination attempt or plot. How are we classifying this?
Well, conspiracy you could throw into the mixes if you want, Tommy. I will tell you that, yeah, I mean, when we look at the totality of this incident as compared to what happened a couple months back in Pennsylvania, this one concerns me far more, and I will tell you why.
Yeah.
I will, because, and it's important for your audience to understand that, because the issue we have here is a blatant and an overt breach of communication security inside the Trump camp. Somebody who has access to his calendar communicated information that got to this shooter. And that, in and of itself, makes this far more dangerous than the last one. So whether it was someone at the golf course, whether it was someone that has his calendar as part of his executive staff, whether it was someone in his security detail, whoever it was, someone absolutely gave information on this personal event, not public event, that got in the hands of the shooter. That, Tommy, is the thing that should be keeping us up at night as Americans. That's the biggest issue we have right here.
So when you factor that in, though, with what happened in Pennsylvania, with how somebody was able to get that close, if I'm former President Trump, boy, I got to tell you, like you, I'm kind of wondering what's going on here. Yes?
Well, I'm getting my own detail. I mean, that's all there is to it. I've been asked a number of questions about this, as you can imagine, since yesterday.
Yeah.
And one of the things people ask me, so, you know, what would you tell them? I tell them, get your own detail. And it's not that, see, here's the frustrating part, Tommy. It's not that the U.S. Secret Service isn't the best trained and most highly qualified group of professionals to protect a dignitary, because they are. There's no question about that, which begs the question. Then who's dropping the ball relative to the blatant lack of security package that he's been getting, the fact that, once again, the exterior perimeter is compromised. We keep hearing that it's a money issue and there's not enough staff involved. Then we hear, well, he's getting what any former president gets. What's the story?
So let's look at the lay of the land here, and let's go back to somebody leaking the information. You know, I've seen it said that, well, when, you know, I don't know what the protocol is, but I would presume when former President Trump goes to play golf, there is some kind of security, what do you call it, some kind of motorcade or something?
Security detail. There's a security detail. Yes, Tommy, that's correct.
Flashing lights and black Tahoes and all that kind of stuff, or Suburbans and all
that? Yes, sir. That is correct, yes.
So I guess when you say leak, I'm just wondering if we know that this couldn't have been like a happenstance thing where this guy, for whatever reason, I'm just postulating here. I have no idea.
Correct.
A nut job that sees, you know, it's like, oh, okay, well, there he is, or he plays golf every Sunday, or routine, or whatever. I have no earthly idea what happens. I'm just spitting stuff out here, and he says, well, you know what, maybe he'll be playing golf today, sees a motorcade, and then sets up, or what? Tell me why that cannot be the case.
Well, it can't be the case because he went to a part in the fence line, Tommy, that had access from a main road where he was able to go through into the tree line and get a direct shot at the president, which would mean that he would know when he was going to be there and precisely what time he was starting, so he could set up in that position that would get him in a location which is a direct shot for the president. So the timing of that had to be crucial. He had to know when he was going to start. I mean, there's no question about that. The issue here also is the lack of perimeter. Now, think about this, right? They're saying, and this is what I've heard, and I'm hoping and praying that it's the media that's dropping the ball on this, mm-hmm. with the story that we're hearing that Secret Service is saying that they saw the butt of a gun approximately 300 yards away and determined it was an AK-47 and opened fire. Tommy, if that's the case, I want to eat what that guy's eating because I want to see 300 yards through a tree line and be able to see a small butt of a gun and know it's an AK-47. So we know that that's false. And then you start firing, though. Now, think about it. He starts firing into a tree line where...
He being the Secret Service agent?
Correct. Into the tree line where a public street where people, families are driving back and forth. So you unload on somebody you allegedly can't see but just see the butt of a gun into a tree line where you could be killing innocent people. So I there are so many problems with this strategically and tactically, administratively, from a planning perspective. There's so many problems with this particular one, Tommy, that I'm telling you it makes it far worse than the first one when he actually got hit.
So do we know if this guy got off any shots at the president or not?
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, what we're being told is that he did not. But we're also being told that we don't know how many shots were fired. Now, for those of us that have been in deadly physical force situations, he can assure you, you know how many shots were fired. Mm-hmm. So there's a problem right there. I'm going to hold that in abeyance and wait until we actually see what the forensic report is. But the big compelling issue that we should all be concerned with is, look, we got families driving back and forth, moms bringing their kids to school, mm-hmm. and you're firing into a tree line? Look, I tell you what, you are sitting down, you are not coming back to work. That's number one. Do not praise that. That was reckless. Unless you actually saw a human being who was posted up or in the prone position, and you've identified that it's a long gun and he's about to take a shot at the president. Different story. That's not what we're being told. So, again, gross disparity as far as what the truth is and what we're being told.
So 500 yards.
And therein lies the difference.
Five football fields. That's a long way away.
Yeah, Tommy, listen, man, when I first qualified with a long gun, and granted I'm dating myself, but it was an M16, and you qualified, the starting distance was 300 yards. Mm-hmm. So he's 300 yards away with a scope that's not a difficult shot. But if you're the Secret Service agent who doesn't have a long gun, who has a handgun...
Wait.
And you're saying...
The Secret Service agent responded with a handgun?
This is what we're being told.
He responded with a handgun. From 400 to 500 yards?
Right, this is... Tommy, you're with me now. This is my problem. You know?
Oh.
I don't have to be a...
I thought you were talking about a sniper or something here responding from that. He was shooting a handgun from 500 yards away?
He said it was his advanced... What they had said is it was his advanced detail that was ahead of him, like one hole ahead, one golf hole ahead of him. So you're firing that with a handgun at that distance, and you're recognizing with the naked eye 300 yards away that it's an AK-47 with the butt of a gun through a tree line? I mean, come on. Seriously. That disturbs me, I have to say. It disturbs me. And remember, Tommy, we still have the same threat that we had back in July of this year Iran's elite force, the Quds, still have a price tag on the president's head.
So do you think... Go ahead. Finish your thought.
No, I just... Tommy, my neck hurts from my head shaking so much. I don't know what to say.
I guess I'm wondering, could this have been inadvertent where, you know, loose lips, where, you know, the president's coming in and don't tell anybody, and then it gets out, one person overhears something? Do you think there's something a lot more nefarious at play here?
I know it's much more nefarious. It has to be, because you have to understand the way communication security works. I mean, I spent my life in the government. Look, I've been with my wife since we're 15 years old, 47 years. I love the woman. There's nothing I don't tell her. But she knows nothing about what I've done for a living because she doesn't have a need to know. And she knows that. I'm not going to say anything. No one says anything. When you're given that information, Tommy, you take that to the grave. You don't repeat that. Now, if it's somebody insignificant like myself and someone says, oh, gee, Viola's going to be there, not like anybody would care anyway, that's one thing. You're talking about the former president, somebody that was a target of an assassination 2 months ago. There's no reasonable excuse for anyone being bequeathed with that information that doesn't have a need to know, much us sharing it.
I guess I'm wondering about somebody at the golf club, because somebody at the golf club would have to know, right?
Could be, but a limited amount of people at the golf club. Limited, you know? I mean, who really needs to know at the golf club that the guy who owns the golf club is coming today to play? No one needs to know.
So where does
Maybe
this go?
Maybe one or two people.
Where does the investigation go from here?
Excellent question, as always. So right now, you've got several veins of the investigation. One side of it is going to be internal. So you're going to start interviewing every single person that had access or knowledge to that calendar. And that's you're going to look at that. The second part, you're going to look at the guy. You're going to get search warrants, which they already have through Palm Beach County and through the FBI. You'll get search warrants for his vehicle or vehicles, homes, computer, and phone. You're going to find out who he spoke to, websites that he went to. You're going to start looking for how did he know, how did he plan this, and what was his agenda, who's he associated with, who's he affiliated with. And that's where this investigation is going to go right now. Far more that we don't know that we need to know that we don't have right now. But in the coming days, Tommy, in the coming days, this is the information we need to press for, because this is not a matter of incompetence. This is a deliberate and different decision about the protection of a former president, and that's it right there.
Wow. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate your time and your insight. Paul Violas, National Law Enforcement Security Analyst, CEO of Violas Group International, 9:55. We'll take a break, find out what Newell's got planned for us when we come back on WWL.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.